93.5,
95.3,
Connect FM.
Fridays from 8:30 to 9, we welcome America's fantastic political humorist, Bill Melberg from Chicago. Bill!
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Morning.
And greetings, Connect FM listeners.
Hey, Bill, you keeping cool in the Windy City?
Well, probably about as cool as you're keeping down there in beautiful Champaign-Urbana. But it's not nearly as hot here in Illinois as it is in Washington, D.C.
Boy, can you say that again? I mean, yesterday, the Supreme Court handed down that historic decision upholding Obamacare. The House of Representatives cited Attorney General Eric Holder for contempt of Congress. Barack Obama is left holding a mixed bag at the end of this week as the 2012 presidential election looms ever closer on the calendar. So, what do you suppose the president is thinking about right now?
Oh, well, Stevie and Diane, I don't know what the president is thinking, but the Obama campaign is thinking about happy occasions. They're focused on weddings and anniversaries and graduations and birthdays.
What do you mean?
Well, last week, the Obama campaign unveiled its new fundraising ploy, the Obama Event Registry.
Yeah.
The Obama Event Registry asks anyone with an upcoming birthday, wedding, or anniversary to, quote, support the president on your big day, unquote, by telling your friends and relatives to send donations to the Obama campaign instead of giving gifts to you. That's why I've just sent a donation to Obama for you and Janet on your anniversary. As you might expect, the Obama campaign has just released a series of commercials promoting the new Obama event registry, and as you might also expect, we have a few examples this morning. Here's the first one. June and weddings. Those two go together like Obama and Biden. And what could be a more beautiful wedding gift than a hefty donation in the newlyweds' names to the Obama-Biden re-election campaign? Who needs a calorie-laden wedding cake? Who wants a money-wasting honeymoon? Forget those costly tuxedo rentals. Forgo the dinners and wedding parties. And don't register with Macy's or Crate and Barrel. Sign up with the Obama Events Registry and give a gift that will last 4 more years, which could be longer than the marriage.
Wow. that is quite an idea they came up with at the Obama campaign headquarters.
Yes, it is. And here's another one of their new ads. June is graduation time. And what a time it is to give the perfect gift to that newly minted graduate from the class of 2012. That's right, a donation in the name of the young man or woman to the 2012 Obama-Biden re-election campaign. Who needs a pen set when you have a keyboard? Who needs a briefcase when you don't have a job? Who needs a car when you can't afford the gasoline? Forget the fancy gifts and tell that young man or woman that you're making a donation in his or her name to President Obama's campaign war chest. After all, young people love Barack Obama. He's cool. He's paying off their student loans. So show your appreciation and send that graduation check to the Obama Event Registry. And congratulations, class of 2012.
And what about anniversaries,
Wedding anniversaries are such special occasions. Silver, golden, diamond. Each one marks the passage of time in the gift of love. And no one is loved more than our beloved president, Barack Hussein Obama. That's why so many anniversary couples these days are telling their friends and loved ones to forget the parties and the celebrations. There'll be plenty of time to party and celebrate on the night of November 6th when President Obama wins 4 more years. Won't that be wonderful? Now that's something to celebrate. Yes, nothing says love like a donation to the 2012 Obama-Biden re-election campaign. So, hey, you lovebirds, sign up with the Obama Events Registry and tell everyone to mark your first anniversary, your 10th anniversary, your any anniversary with a donation to Obama. Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Barack Obama, Cupid Chairperson.
And here's another.
Hello, Americans. And if today happens to be your birthday, happy birthday to you. Yes, it's somebody's birthday today, so make a wish, blow out the candles, cut the cake, and send a donation to the Obama 2012 campaign. What better way to celebrate a birthday than to help re-elect the greatest man who has ever lived? Page two. Barack Hussein Obama. So get your checks in now and be sure to have a good day.
Nice.
These Obama event registry ads just keep on coming. So let's listen to just one more. But listeners, beware. This one isn't quite so happy.
Sooner or later, the Grim Reaper catches up with all of us. Yes, we've all got to go sometime. And with global warming taking its terrible toll around the world, some of you will be going sooner than others. And if global warming doesn't kill you, tobacco will. Or maybe a stray asteroid crashing to Earth. However you cash in your chips, remember, you can't take it with you. So be sure to include the 2012 Obama-Biden re-election campaign in your last will and testament. What better way to achieve immortality than by donating to President Obama's re-election? Immortality, I hear you ask? That's right. Immortality. Because even if you're dead, you can still vote for President Obama. Millions of dead people voted for him 4 years ago. In fact, even if you're dead, you can vote for any Democrat. So rest in peace, knowing that your dying wish was to leave your fortune to Barack Obama and Joe Biden. Paid for by Stiffs for Obama, Vladimir Lenin, Chairman.
Well, there you have it. Just a few of the ads that are now being aired in an effort to get people to celebrate special occasions by sending donations to the Obama-Biden re-election campaign. But now it's time to move on to the big story. The big story of the week, namely yesterday's historic, some would say stunning, decision by the Supreme Court to uphold Obamacare. And for that analysis, let's turn to our regular point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat of Massachusetts. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane, my friend.
Morning.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Hello, Connect FM listeners.
Senator McCain, what do you make of the Supreme Court's decision yesterday?
Stevie, why don't you let Bernie go first?
All right, Congressman Barney Frank, what is your reaction to the court's decision in favor of the Affordable Health Care Act?
Well, Stevie and Diane, I so appreciate you asking me for my opinion on all of this and my reaction to the Supreme Court's terrific decision. It was a terrific victory for socialism in general and for President Obama in particular. And let me repeat that again, a terrific victory for socialism in general and for President Obama in particular. The Supreme Court handed those mean and heartless Republicans a real setback.
Senator McCain?
Stevie, I'm stunned. My faith in the Supreme Court is shaken. And I pray that these troubles we're having in our country right now and in our world will soon pass.
Well, Senator, perhaps President Obama was addressing your concerns when he said this.
We all have experiences that shake our faith. There are times where we have questions for God's plan relative to us. But that's precisely when we should remember Christ's own doubts and eventually his own triumph. Jesus told us as much in the book of John when he said, "In this world, you will have trouble." I heard an amen. In this, let me repeat. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. So, we are.
All right, there you have it. President Obama's take on the troubles in your world and the victory he just enjoyed in the Supreme Court. And on a totally unrelated note, when we come back, political humorist Bill Melberg will be bringing us a little bit of Stevie J trivia. It should be interesting, so stay tuned. 93.5, 95.3, it's Connect FM, 8:46. We're back with Bill Melberg, political humorist. Bill, you say you have some Stevie J trivia for this morning?
That's right, Stevie. Stevie J trivia. And you know, while you were away on your cruise, Diane Ducey and Gary O'Brien interviewed you, yours truly, about some of the lesser-known parts of my life, Bill Melberg trivia. And I thought it might be nice to end this hot and historic week on a lighter note with a little bit of trivia about you. So let's see if you or Diane can tell us how the following song is connected to Stevie J.
Is connected to me, but I wonder if Diane Ducey knows. Diane?
Well, let's see. That's Old Man River from the old Broadway musical Showboat. How does that relate to Stevie J?
Well, I bet Polly Anderson would know, but I'll give you a clue, Diane. It's not the song or the show that's important. It's the man singing the song.
Well, I know that's William Warfield, the great concert singer who taught music at the University of Illinois. Oh, the connection is that he gave Stevie J private voice lessons.
Whoa. That's right.
Awesome.
At the University of Illinois, he was an unbelievable man. I mean, he was such an influence as well in my life. And he was so wonderful to sit there and teach me how to sing at a different level. And he was as unpretentious of a guy. I asked him to sing at our wedding, and he looked it up and found he was singing with some symphony somewhere. Otherwise, he'd have done it.
Wow.
William Warfield singing at my wedding. Well, are you kidding?
By the way, Diane?
Yeah?
Have you made a donation to the Obama campaign for Steve and Janet's wedding?
That 27th anniversary. That's You're right. It. I should do that later today.
Bill,
thank you for reminding me.
As always, my friend, it is a pleasure. Thanks for sharing your time and talent on Fridays with us. We certainly appreciate you.
Uh-huh.
Ask you wow.
Bill Melberg, you can catch it on podcast, myconnectfm.com, later today if you want to re-listen to this episode. Of the Obama event registry.
Exactly.
Diane, we'll talk on Monday.
Happy anniversary to you and Jan, and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you very much, and watch for Diane down at Blues, Brews, and Barbecue all day on the microphone.
Yeah, I am. Yep. After 5 till 11 tonight, I'll be working that mic.
Stay cool. I'm Stevie J from Champaign. Have a great weekend.
Fans, did you know that a family of four...